Hey guys, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. I am currently reading the book "The Power of I Am" by Joel Osteen. He's an American pastor. For those who don't know him, and I finished. The third chapter of this book, I just finished it, and you know, I'm just gonna talk about what are some of the ideas that I've learned from this. Okay, so the first idea he talks about is that, you know, in the first three chapters in these. Previous three chapters that I've read, he basically repeats the idea that words are powerful and they can change the situation. You can change your situation. You can solve your problems just simply by talking about positive things. So the first idea he talks is that words have creative power. He means that, you know, we neglect the power of words. We don't see them. We don't see that they are powerful. We can, you know, yes, ultimately you gotta do something. You gotta, you know, take action. But sometimes just by talking, you can change some of the things, right? Some of the situations in your life. And he says that it also empowers your faith. It makes your faith stronger. He means that, you know, he says it's not enough to just believe in something. For example, in this case, we're learning English, right? It's not enough to just say, I believe that I'm going to become an amazing English speaker. You gotta say that every day. I'm gonna become an amazing English speaker. You know, I'm a powerful English speaker. He says that just simply by saying these words, you know, you're prophesying your future. And you're gonna eventually become an amazing English speaker because you are saying it. But you know, I don't think that's just gonna help you with your with all of your problems, because you know it's you can't just solve any problem just by talking about them, right? For example, if you're if you don't know, for example, let's say let's use this example again. If your English is not good, your English is not going to get better just by talking about it, for example, you know? I mean, you gotta do something eventually. Okay. I like this sentence. That he mentions in his book. He says, don't talk about the size of your problem, but the size of your God. You know, I like this idea. Because your problems, doesn't matter how much they are big, how much they are powerful, because they have been created ultimately by God, right? So also they can be destroyed, they can be solved by God himself. So don't worry about your problem. You know, another thing that he mentions is that it's kind of indirectly says that words can change your can change your life, basically. He says, If you wanna, if you change what you're saying, you will change what you're seeing. It means that when you talk about your situation, right? He repeats this sentence that don't just describe the situation. Don't talk about the things that as they are. Talk about them the way that you want them to be. For example, if you're, you know, if let's say you are in a bad situation financially, don't talk about it and don't just say, I'm miserable, I'm poor, you know, I'm stuck with this problem. I'm never gonna solve this problem. You know, talk about positive things. If you want to see a change, if you want to change it. And he mentions several stories that proves, again, his idea that words are powerful and they can really create a, you know, make a change. He says that one of his friends smoked cigarettes from an early age, and you know she was always saying that I'll never break this addiction. I'll never be successful. I'll never, you know, I can't stop smoking cigarettes. And Joel says that it was a you know, girl. Joel says that she never succeeded until she has never succeeded until she was talking about positive things, until she was saying that she was going to break this addiction. She was going to, you know, stop smoking cigarettes. And, you know, basically in this chapter, Joel is talking about the power of words. And in general, in his book, The Power of I Am. yes, that's it, guys. That's all what I've learned from this chapter. I hope you enjoyed it. And goodbye.